I'm Jerry Brightwell, and this is my flash fiction, Petrified. Beyond the windows, the sun was buckling off paving stones, off shutters and white-painted walls, and even in here, where the air was antiseptic and cool, we talked slowly, moved slowly, cleaned wounds and took blood slowly. It had been long enough since the door had opened that we paused at the squeal of its hinges, noticed the parched breath of the desert sweep in. A young woman was stumbling toward us, burdened by her belly. She looked up. An old scar puckered one cheek as if a dull knife had torn the flesh, and her eyes caught ours, frantic. We helped her to a bed and drew curtains around her. We summoned the doctor, who pressed his stethoscope against the taut skin of her belly and declared that the baby must be cut out. The curtain swung in his wake, and other noises pressed in. The shriek of a bucket dragged across a floor, the flat slop of a mop through spilled blood, the shivering cries of a newborn whose mother was growing cold in the morgue. The young woman batted away our hands and struggled off the bed. She was fast, taking off toward the entrance and out into the street. In moments, the sunlight had swallowed her. Years later, she returned. Her body had thickened, her face withered, that scar worn deeper into her cheek. We had grown older too, and our patience had long since soured. We heaved her into the operating room, and there, at last, the doctor sliced her open. From her belly, he pulled a rock the size of his fist and held it up. Blood glistened over the hump of little buttocks, over legs frozen over a chest, over tiny fingers forever splayed across a head, the baby warding off a fate that had long since come to pass.